Blog Talk Radio. Muted.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, people of God. Amen. Is that your testimony tonight? Looked all over, couldn't find nobody greater. Nobody greater than the God that we serve. Amen. Nobody greater than the God who loves us. Amen. Nobody, nobody, nobody greater. Amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless each and every one of you tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us tonight. We bless God for you. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for, amen, coming on to be with us on tonight. Amen. We are indeed excited tonight about what God is about to do in the midst of us. Amen. Glory be to God. We just bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We bless Him. Glory to God, because He first loved us. Amen. Glory to God. And so for this, we give Him thanks. For this, we give Him praise. Amen. And we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome each and every one of you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome on tonight. God bless you. We thank God for you to join us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that you've had a blessed day in the Lord. Amen. Pray that you got a chance to get a little rest. Amen. Got you a little rest on today. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank him again. Amen. For his goodness, his grace. Thanking him for each and every one of you. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking time out to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. We do realize, amen, that, amen, tomorrow, amen, is a day of worship. Glory to God. So we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But tonight we just want to thank all of our listeners. Wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen, Jesus. We thank God. Listen, we thank God for your victory. Amen. Glory to God. Our prayer warriors went forth on last night. Amen. Did an awesome job, and we thank God for them on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And listen, people, God, we're walking in victory. Amen. Glory to God, because truly the battle is not ours, but the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We are, amen, grateful to the Lord for all of our leaders. Amen. All of the leaders that have come into this line, all of the leaders that are praying for this work, we thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, just thanking God for our PNN advisors and thanking the Lord on tonight, amen, for, amen, Jesus. Again, each and every one of you, amen, for our leaders on tonight, amen, Jesus. Just thanking God, amen, because as we know, the anointing flows down, it doesn't flow up. So we thank God, amen, for those that the Lord has entrusted, amen, Jesus, glory to God, amen, to be watchers, amen, over our souls. We thank God for each and every one of them on tonight, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Tonight, people of God, as we stated, amen, we're not going to hold you long. Glory to God, amen. But we're going to go ahead and bless the line, amen. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight, amen. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight, amen. Glory to God. So we want you to get those pencils and paper, amen. Go ahead and get them out, get them out, get them out, amen. You don't want to miss anything, amen. Glory to God, that the Lord has for you, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord again. We thank him. Amen. We thank him, thank him, thank him tonight. Amen. And we're going to go right on in, amen, to our, amen, broadcast on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we would that you pull your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. As we prepare to sanctify the line on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you thanks.
The recording has started.
We bless you again on tonight. We thank you for bringing us together just one more time. Father, we thank you on tonight for how you kept us all day. It's another day that you've kept us. And, Father, we come tonight to say thank you. We come to say thank you again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for keeping our minds and our hearts on tonight. Father, we bless you. We tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for had it not been you on our side, oh God, we don't know where we would be. But we come to tell you thank you again tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for your promises unto your people, for their yea and amen. And we thank you for every promise. We're thanking you for your word, oh God, for you are your word. And we're thanking you all tonight, glory to God, for every word that you've spoken. You cannot lie. And we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, because even in the beginning, Father, you spoke the word, glory to God, and the heavens yet remain. The waters glory to God, yet remains in the sea. And Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise. The sun, the moon, the stars, oh God, they yet maintain in their place by your spoken word. And Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory on tonight. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, for one more day. We're thanking you, hallelujah, glory to God, for one more day, Father, to come before your throne of grace and to ask you, oh God, to forgive us of every sin. Forgive us, oh God, of anything that we've done that's not been pleasing in your sight. Father, we're asking you to forgive us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking you, glory to God, hallelujah, to make us over again. Make us afresh. Make us anew in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, thy will be done. Thy will be done in the midst of us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Thy will and thy will alone, oh God, for your plan, oh God, your purpose concerning us, your people, oh God. We're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you for your plan. Thanking you for your purpose on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And this night, oh, glory to God, Father, we're asking that you would breathe upon us afresh. Breathe upon each and every one of us on tonight, oh God, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would speak tonight. We're asking that you would speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, by your divine direction on tonight, that way that you would have us to go, Father, we're asking that you would continue to lead, God, and direct us, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for your healing. We're thanking you on tonight for delivering your people. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for your eyes go to and fro in the earth, beholding the good and evil of men. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight, for you're yet on the throne. We're seeing you on tonight, oh God, for you're yet in control. Oh God, for even though the world seems in such disarray, but we're thanking you on tonight, Father, that you yet reign. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, and we're asking you, glory to God, to look upon your people. Look upon, glory to God, the people of the earth. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you, glory, Shama, we're asking you on tonight to move your hand, oh God, among your people in the precious name of Jesus, Father, and cause your will to be done in that precious name, oh God. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory on tonight. We thank you tonight for meeting every need, for meeting every need on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to look upon the altars of the hearts of your people. Look upon, oh God, look upon the desires. Look upon the very needs of your people in thy precious name, oh God. And Father, we're asking that you would meet every need in the name of Jesus. Father, bring down the hand of the enemy. Bring down the very plan of the enemy in the precious name of Jesus. Father, glory to God. We're asking you to move on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we do declare on tonight, oh God, that every plan and every plot of the enemy, oh God, is canceled tonight in the name of Jesus. Cancel. Glory to God. Cancel. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, we're thanking you for victory. Thank you tonight. Oh God, we declare victory on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you now. Father, we thank you now. Father, we honor, we glorify you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you tonight to move, oh God, move upon your word. Move upon your word even now. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, move upon your word. In the Messiah, let me say, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, move upon your word tonight. Move upon your word. Let me say, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you have your way tonight. We're asking that you would bless your speaker tonight. Bless your manservant, we do pray, in thy precious name, O God. Bless his ministry. Bless the church, O God, that you placed in his hands. Bless on tonight, Father, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. A special blessing, O God, we decree unto him, O God, as sons of God in the earth. And Father, for this we give you thanks. Father, for this we do give you praise. Father, for this we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're about to do. Father, for this we praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We say you get the glory. You get the praise on tonight. And for this we thank you. For this we praise you. For this we honor and glorify you. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Every heart on tonight. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And now, people of God, we will have, glory to God, our scripture reading. Amen. By Sister Mary Hollings. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Giving out unto God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners. Tonight I will read Ephesians, the second chapter, the first 10 verses. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, for which he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he may shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen for that reminder, people of God. We are his workmanship. Amen. Created in him. People of God, before the foundation of the world. Amen, Jesus. We are not mishaps. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are not mistakes. Amen. But we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. That we were all created for purpose. Amen. Glory be to God. For by grace are we saved. Amen. It's by the grace of God that we're saved. Amen. And aren't you glad tonight? Aren't you glad you're saved on tonight? Aren't you glad? Glory be to God that the Lord has brought you out of darkness. Amen. Glory to God. Into his marvelous light. Translated us. Glory be to God. Into his dear kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. We are some special. Amen. Glory to God. We're the workmanship of God. Amen. And for this we give him thanks. For this we give him praise. For this we give him glory. Amen. And honor. Amen. We thank God again for the reading of the word on tonight. Glory to God. We do bless the Lord. Amen. Again, God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, as we stated, amen, we know, glory to God, that tomorrow is a day of worship. Amen. So we're endeavoring not to hold you alone. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we're just going to go ahead and go into the word. Amen. We are rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. But listen, people of God, we want you to get all God has for you. Amen, Jesus. Go ahead and get that pen, that pencil. Amen. If you're taking notes on your phone, go ahead and get your phone. Glory be to God. Get it ready on tonight. Amen. Again, go ahead and text someone tonight. Tell them to come and join you. Amen. Here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. Tell somebody. Tell somebody, amen, to come and hear what thus saith the Lord, amen. And tonight, people of God, we are going down to Pooler, Georgia, amen. That's right down there on the outside of Savannah, amen, Jesus, right on the outside of Savannah, amen. And we give God thanks, amen, for this man of God, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. He is the overseer of Evangelist Samper. Amen. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for her. Amen. The woman of God. Amen. So her pastor here now brings forth the word on tonight. People of God, we want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. To receive tonight. Amen. Pastor, by way of one to another. Evangelistic Ministries. Again, that's one to another. Evangelistic Ministries. People of God, we want you to receive tonight. Amen. Pastor Bruce Hardin.
I am.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Praise him. God bless you. It's a pleasure to be on the line. It's a pleasure to be amongst God's people. And I'm just grateful for this moment in time that God has allowed us the space. And I'm even so grateful that God has sent something to cause us to go back to him. God has sent something in the land to cause people to know that he is still and yet God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am. So, Evangelist Bradley, are we clear in hearing tonight as we move forward?
Yes, sir. Volume sounds really good. You have the platform, sir.
Thank you. To the people of the Most High God, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for allowing me an opportunity to be a part of such a great work. I thank God for the hour that God is calling the body of Christ and the churches. He's calling us to prayer. And I'm so grateful that God allowed Evangelist Bradley and those that are associated with her team to answer that call. And in answering that call nightly, they're sending out a bomb of prayer to soothe the souls of the people of God. And that's a great job, a great mindset. And I'm being blessed as I listen to it night on the nights that I do get an opportunity to hear it. And so we are just so elated that God still thinks and cares about us in such a special way that he opens up his heart and his mind to us even through his people, because some of us can't relate to God in the spirit, not yet, but we can relate to God through his people. And we are so grateful that God has allowed some people to be able to move in his realm and in his will to bring others into the kingdom, to strengthen those that are going through. And tonight I give God glory and praise. I thank God for this mindset that God has given me to serve him with my whole heart, to serve him with my whole mind, and to give him everything that I have, because everything that I have, God has given to me. Tonight I am assigned an assignment to bring a word to the people of God tonight, and I don't have a problem bringing a word of peace to the people of God tonight. You really are in my wheelhouse when you talk about the word of God, when you mention the word of God. It brings me joy. It brings me, you want to see me get excited. When I'm talking about the word of God, it's just like people get excited about a touchdown. I get excited about the word of God. And so tonight we are going to try our best to comfort your hearts through the word of God. I listened intently, and I oftentimes like to hear God give a confirmation of what he's assigned. And Evangelist Bradley had no idea how well God used her to confirm what it is he wants me to say tonight. I heard her decree and declare that we were going to shake off tired, and we were going to get rid of tired. And God began to smile in my spirit. I began to smile in my spirit as God began to confirm what it is we were going to say tonight. And then I heard her talk about revival and prayer revival. So we are in a place of God saying yes. We're in concert, and we're moving forward. So with the time that I have remaining, I'm going to ask you to get a Bible. If you have one, it would be very important because you see the Word of God for yourself. And I'm going to ask you, if you get that Bible, to turn to the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, Isaiah chapter number 40. Isaiah chapter number 40. And I'm grateful tonight for the truth of the Word of God, for the comfort that's in the Word of God. You can always find comfort in the Word of God. And so when we look at Isaiah chapter 40, if I were to give you a narrative of it in its entirety, it's really about seeing before Judah and Israel even goes into captivity, God allows them to see they are going to go through some things, but he's allowing them to hear the prophet declare to them while they're going through things, be of courage because God's got their back, because God knows what they're going to go through. And God is giving them a word. The prophet even looks further down the line, and he sees John the Baptist. And so tonight I'm going to invite your attention to Isaiah chapter 40. And I will stand tonight, hallelujah, not as Isaiah, but in the stead of Isaiah, not in the word of the Bible, but in the place of decreeing a word unto God's people. So it is in Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 1. The word of God reads, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. And I believe that God has given me this assignment tonight to comfort the people of God. Hallelujah. I believe God has given me an assignment tonight to decree unto you a better future. Ah, my God. I believe the assignment tonight is to take us to another place in God, that God can continue to do what it is he's doing in our lives. And so I'm going to speak from the topic, if you don't mind tonight, no longer sick and tired, but we are healed and refreshed. Hallelujah. We are no longer sick and tired, but we are healed and refreshed. And so it is in Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 2, the Bible declares to the prophet, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her. And so tonight I speak to the church of God, the household of faith, the believers, and those that are coming along in belief, that I'm crying unto you. And God told Isaiah to tell Israel that her warfare was accomplished. He told Isaiah to tell Israel that he knew that they were going to be in battles. He knew that they were going through some hardship, but he knew that there was going to come an end to some of the hardships that they were facing. And I know tonight that some of us are going through a lot of trials. We're going through trouble, some on every hand, some in particular areas. But I want you to know that there's nothing you're going through that God does not know and that God does not realize what's happening. God's eyes are always upon the people of God. And as Isaiah told Israel that their warfare was going to be over, I decree unto you tonight that the battles that you have been fighting, they are going to be diminished tonight, that they will be decreased and they will be destroyed. That does not say that there won't be others, but the ones that you're facing now, those that are having you to be sick and tired, they are no longer going to have you sick and tired because you are going to be healed and refreshed when the night is over. And God told him not only to tell her that the warfare was accomplished, but that the iniquity, that Israel's iniquity, Judah's iniquity had been pardoned, that God had forgiven the sin, and he was going to forgive the sin. And tonight I want you to understand that this night God is in a forgiving mode. God is set on high. Hallelujah. God is set on forgiveness. And so I would decree unto you, and I would ask you right now where you stand or where you're kneeling or where you're sitting, if there's anything in your life that you need to ask God to forgive you for, now is the opportunity. Now is the time where God is pardoning. God is setting free. God is calling and erasing that which stained us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord told Isaiah to tell Israel that her iniquity had been pardoned. Tonight I decree unto you, if you will call on the name of the Lord and ask him to forgive you and ask him to cleanse you and ask him to remove the things that have separated you, that God's hand is right there. He's ready to forgive. His forgiving mode tonight is that if you come, I will release. Hey, God, if you open your mouth and confess, I will receive it and erase it. Glory to God. God says, I will receive it and erase that which is staining you. God is a powerful God, and he can do anything but fail.
And so even as God, as Isaiah begins to move down, he says, I want you to tell Israel that now this is, you've got to remember that this is a prophecy that he's seeing. And there are many times in the Bible where we'll see prophecies, and prophecies are basically duplicitous. And what I mean by duplicitous, they have one meaning for one point in time and for a particular group of people, and then it has the ability to leap over ages and eras and land in another dispensation to be delivered to another group for the same purpose that it was originally sent out. And so Isaiah sent out a word, God sent out a word through Isaiah to his, and he said, I want you to let them know that they've gone through enough. They've gone through double trouble. He said, but I got their back. And I want you to know tonight that the things that you might think you can't get through, God has already prepared the way out. God has already put the balm on your illness. God has already put the salve on your disease. And I want you to know that God knows everything, and he's got you covered. Don't worry about what you did last night, but what I want you to be concerned about is what you're going to do tonight. Because tonight we're going to ask God to create in us a clean heart. We're going to ask him to renew a right spirit in us because he's in the forgiving business. And I look now in verse number 3 in the Bible says, and this is where Isaiah sees John crying. He said, the voice of one that cried in the wilderness. And tonight I'm crying out. And when you look at a wilderness is an uninhabited place. It's a jungle-like territory. It's a place where nothing but wildlife basically inhabits. But tonight, some of us are in a wilderness. We're in a place where there's sin covering us. We're in a place where there's habits moving. We're trying to move forward, but we got to pull our way through sin. We're trying to advance in the kingdom of God, and we got to push hatred out the way. We're trying to get to our destination, and there's envy on every side. We seem like we are in a wilderness, but I want you to know God's got the guiding light. God's going to be a light in the wilderness for us. This prayer news network is God sending out a lifeline to many of those that have been in the wilderness a mighty long time, and you desire to come out, but the Lord has finally sent you a lifeline through the prayer news network. God has sent the prayers of the righteous that availeth much to help guide you along the way. And not only are the prayers availing, but God is sending his word. And I heard the psalmist declare in Psalm 119 that his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Oh, you're getting ready to come out of the wilderness because God has made a way. God declared in the word, Isaiah says, the desert, make straight the desert as a highway for God. Hallelujah. In a dry land, God's got a place to let you walk through. God's going to move in the lives of his people tonight. I look in verse number 4, and he declares, the prophet says, that every valley shall be exalted. And I want you to understand that a valley is a deep place. A valley is something that moves down subterranean, not below the terrain, but below the basic, the line that marks the regular territory. And so when you're moving into a valley, you're going down into a deep place. But I want you to know that some of you are in the valley of depression, but it's going to be exalted through prayer. Some of you are in the valley of loneliness, but it's going to be exalted through praise. Some of you are in the valley of I just despair about everything. Oh, but lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. Who is the King of Glory? Well, we know who he is, because once that valley is exalted, we are no longer going to be sick and tired, but we're going to be healed from that depression. We're going to be healed from that loneliness. We're going to be healed and refreshed. I heard him say, not only will the valley be exalted, God can build up, but the next thing says, and the mountains and hills shall be made low. God not only can build up, but he can pull down. And then he moves on to say that the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. In other words, God's trying to tell you something. God is trying to tell you that I'm going to fix it. Fix it, Jesus, fix it. God says, I've already got the blueprint. I've already got the plan. My contractor is the Spirit of God, and it's making a way straight for us. And even when God starts to bring us up out of those valleys, and even when God starts to tear down the mountains of pride, when God starts to tear down the mountains of selfishness, when God starts to tear down the mountain of it's me, it's all about me. And when he starts to make straight those paths, I want you to know that there's somebody going to see a difference in your life. And the Bible says in verse number 5 that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Thank God that you don't have to be sick and tired anymore, but the glory of the Lord is going to heal. The glory of the Lord is going to refresh. And when God straightens out those things that have been holding us down, when God pulls up out of the valley and he makes our crooked road straight, then shall somebody know that there is a God in the land. Somebody shall know that there is a God that's able to do all. I look here and I see that when the glory of God shall be revealed, it shall let man know that his flesh is not in power. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed according to the word, because it said, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And when God began to tell the prophet to cry out, he said, what shall I cry? And I love this because this is so important, because what it does, it takes self out of the way. It says that all flesh is grass. The prophet of God, a man of God, I want you to tell the world that their flesh is of like grass. It looked pretty one day, but it's eventually going to fade into the sunset. I want you to understand that you might be 36, 24, 36 now, or you may be broad in the shoulder and narrow in the hips, but the Bible declares that the grass is going to wither, and the beauty of the flower, it will fade. But because the Spirit of the Lord, it will blow on it. And when it begins to fade, the flesh, we can no longer have confidence in it, because the muscles don't have the strength that they used to have. The teeth don't have the grinding power that they used to have. Our mental capacity is no longer as sharp as it used to be. And so it is in verse number 8. And 7 and 8, God is trying to let you know that you can't depend on what your flesh and your body provides. He says in verse 8 that the grass withereth and the flower fadeth. But boy, if you want to abide forever, he says the word of God shall forever. And when you look into the word of God, if you abide in his word, and his word will abide in you. I've got to leave this place here now. I believe that you can stand forever, because even when heaven and earth are passed away, the Bible declares that the word of God, it shall stand forever. Oh, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And so what the declaration here tonight is for those of us that are in this time, that if we abide in Jesus, we shall stand forever. We abide in Jesus. Jesus' bank account is never going to get overdrawn. Hallelujah. Jesus' house is never going to need a roof fix. Whatever Jesus has is going to be everlasting, for he is from everlasting to everlasting. He is the great I am. I thank God as I move just a little bit further in the word that tonight after this is over, we are no longer going to be sick and tired, but we're going to be healed and we're going to be refreshed, because God gave Israel a word through Isaiah. And tonight on the Prayer News Network, God's giving his people a word through little old me. And God says, he says in verse number 9, he says to Zion, he says to Israel, oh, I want you to take the testimony that you have. I want you to lift up your voice with strength. He says, lift it up and be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. And tonight, people of the Most High God, I admonish you to give God glory right there where you sit tonight. I admonish you tomorrow when you get up and you go into the grocery store, lift up your voice and decree that God is great. Lift up your voice. Don't be ashamed to tell your neighbor that God is. And when they say, I see a difference in you, I notice a difference about you, let them know that God did it. Don't be afraid to tell your testimony, because God gives you a victory. Tell the world. The Bible says it with a strong voice. Lift up God. And tonight I decree and I declare that he is God. I'm moving on now, and he talks about verse number 10 here. And he says, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and I thank God, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his word is before him tonight. I thank God for those that have been sick and tired. Behold, God's coming, and with a strong hand. God's hand is so strong that it can hold the world in it. I believe when we were children, we used to sing the song, he's got the whole world in his hand. And in order for him to have the whole world in his hand, he's got a strong arm that will rule for him. And I want you to know tonight that you might have been weak and tired, but you got a strong God. You got a strong God. You might have been sick and tired, but you're in the hand of an almighty God. And the Bible is declared here in verse 10 that his reward is with him. Thanks be to God. Those of us that love the Lord, those of you that have determined to live for God, no matter what comes up, be it coronavirus or any other thing, you're going to go all the way with God. I heard the Bible say that his reward is with him. Not only will he do that in verse 11, I'm moving on now. He says he shall feed his flock. Now, if you have been tired and if you have been sick, something might be wrong with you. You might be just a little malnourished. You might be missing some vitamins. You might be missing some nutrients. But I see here in the word of God that he's going to feed his flock like a shepherd. Not only is God going to feed his flock, but the food that God gives, it gives nourishment to the soul. He's going to gather the lamb with his arm. That arm of God is a strong arm. And not only is he going to gather you, you might have been tired, but if you can make it to Jesus, he will carry you in his bosom according to the word of God. He says he's going to carry him into the bosom. I thank God because not only is his arm strong, but the Bible declares in Proverbs that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to him and are made safe. I thank be to God that I have a God that's not made by hands. I thank God that we have a God that controls the earth and everything there is. The Bible declares that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The God that we serve, hallelujah, he can't be melted down. He can't be reformed. He can't be moved or positioned with the hand of a man, because he controls everything. And so in order to decree and declare that he has controlled everything, there's a question that comes up in verse number 12. And the question is simply this: who has measured the water in the hollows of his hand and melted out heaven with the sand and comprehended the dust of the earth in measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or who is his counselor? Who can teach God? It's going on to declare how great God is. It's going on to tell about the knowledge of God, that God is omniscient. He knows the very particles of dust in the earth. And if God knows the particles of dust in the earth, surely he knows who you are. Hallelujah. If God knows the number of hair on one head, surely he knows who you are tonight. You are not burdened out by yourself. You are not alone, but there is a God that knows everything about you, and he's so great that he can measure the waters in the hollow of his hand. He can melt out the sands of heaven. I want you to understand he knows just about everything in your life. The Bible is a simple question: who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, who taught him? Nobody can teach God because they can't reach that place. I heard the angels say, hi, my spirit is resting now. I heard the psalmist say in 139th Psalm, when he says, we begin to talk about, if I make my bed in hell, God is there. If I ascend into the heaven, God is there. And he began to talk about how God I see and how God knows. And he began to decree, David in the psalm said, too much knowledge, I can't handle what God has. God is so infinite that we cannot handle the knowledge that he has, but all we can handle is the joy that he will allow us to handle. He knows all about your troubles. You might have been weak and tired. You might have been sick and tired, but tonight you found out that your God has everything in his hands. If I move on to the end, the Bible tells me in the verse 15 that the nations are just like a drop of the bucket. You know, a nation is a big thing to us, and even when we look at the entirety of the world, it takes a long time, even in an airplane, to traverse from one end of the globe even to the other. But according to the Bible, that's just like a drop of sand in the bucket compared to what our God is, what God has control over this earth. All in verse 17, it declares, all nations before him are just like nothing. They are challenging him because he is just that great. What a mighty God we serve tonight. We serve a God that if you're weary, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You don't have to continue to be sick and tired, but tonight we're going to leave healed and refreshed. The Bible says in verse 18 of the same chapter, boom, then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? The question arises, is there anybody like our God? Is there anybody as strong as our God? No, not one. Is there anybody as kind as our God? No, not one. Is there anybody that loves us like our God? No, not one. There's no comparison. Mama may love you, but she can't love you like God. Husband may love you, but he can't love you like God. You can't compare nothing to what God deals and how he feels about his children. Hallelujah. I'm going to drop down for the sake of time. The roundabout verse number 21 of the same chapter. And the author declares, have you not known? Still they're talking about how great God is, how great our God is. Have you not heard? Had it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof as grasshoppers, that stretch out the heavens as a curtain and spread it out on them. I want you to understand this tonight, children of the Most High God, that the Lord has been here from the beginning, and it was God that created us, and we didn't create ourselves, and God is not a deadbeat daddy where he creates something and then leave it to go on his own. When God blew the breath of life into Adam, who we are his posterity, God cared for man from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. The breath that God blew into Adam, mm-hmm. it has moved all the way down through our breath, our lungs, mm-hmm. and brings us life. And even when Adam sinned, God covered them with a fig leaf. He covered them with the skin of an animal. God let blood be shed to cover. God knows how to cover. God knows how to cover you. He can hide you from the enemy. Hey, my God, he can hide you from disease. He can make sure that no harm comes upon you. The Bible says in verse 23 that he bringeth princes to nothing. You don't have to worry. People are worried about who's in the political arena. They're worried about who's in control of this party and who's in control of that party. But the Bible lets me know that God can bring a prince to nothing. And the Bible says in Romans that there are no powers that are not ordained of God. And so because God is in control, I don't have to worry about a party. I'll do my part, but I'll let God be God. I want you to understand this as I move down now, around about verse 25, when God himself speaks, and he asks the question, to whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal? The Holy One, God says, if you got anybody that you think can challenge me, bring him on, because I'm willing to stand up against anybody. But God don't even have to go that route, because he already knows that it was him that created earth and him that created man. And so the glory of God is all we need to believe in, that God's glory will take us from one place to another. And it is in verse number 26. He says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things that bring them out by their number? We're still talking about the greatness don't have to be sick and tired any longer, but if we hide ourselves in Christ, if we make our way into Jesus, if we'll bury ourselves in the Word of God, if we'll bury ourselves in prayer, if we will make our minds to be stayed upon God, God's got a place of strength and rest for us. I want you to hear me tonight, people of God. I come to encourage you that the things that have bitten you down in the past, you can be released from them tonight. You can be freed from that thing that has you so sick and that has you so tired, because verse number 28 says, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not. God doesn't get tired, neither is he weary, and there is no searching of his understanding." But I love this about God. Not only is God omnipotent, meaning he has all power, he's omniscient. He knows everything. And the question was, did you know that he is God and that he does not faint and neither does he get tired? We're no longer sick and tired, but because we're in Jesus, we are healed and refreshed. In verse number 30, declares number 29, declares this, that the God that we just finished talking about, that great God with the strong arm, that great God, the creator of earth, that great God who hung the sun, the moon, and the stars, that great God who was from the beginning, that has no comparable partner. It says in verse 29, he giving power to the faith. Yes. You're no longer sick and you're no longer tired, because God gives us power. And to them that have no might, he increases the strength. Thank be to God, because of a healing virtue in the Word of God, I'm no longer sick, but I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me tonight. And the Bible declares that even the youth shall get be faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. It's saying that it gives this example, because you know when you're young, you can run, and you can run. I remember when I was a little boy, I could play all day long, and when they call me in the house, I get mad because I had so much more energy to burn. But the Word of God lets you know that life will ultimately take a toll on you. And it says even the youth shall faint and be weary. And that's when one is trying to make it in their very own strength. But oh, if you can move in the strength of God, I believe you won't be sick, and I believe you won't be tired. If you can move in the anointing of the Holy One of Israel, of the Lamb of God, if you abide in him and let him rest in you, he will turn things around. The young man and his own strength will get tired. The young man in his own flesh will become weary. But those that have decided that I'm going to wait upon the Lord, the Bible says that the Lord, him himself, shall renew your strength. So tonight, if you've been waiting, tonight, if you've been praying, tonight, if you've been fasting, tonight, if you've been holding on, tonight, if you've been standing still, tonight, if you've been declaring that God is righteous, tonight, if you've been living a sanctified life and you've been feeling like it can't go on, the Word decrees to you tonight that the Lord himself is going to renew your strength. And when God begins to renew yourself, you will get up from the sick and you will leave the tired, because you will be healed and refreshed. He said that they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. An eagle is a bird that soars high above everything. He soars higher than everything else. And tonight we are coming out of the place of sick and tired. We are now healed according to the Word of God, and we're soaring in the Spirit. We're soaring in his anointing. We're soaring in his glory. We're soaring in his courage. We're soaring in his peace. We're soaring in his strength. We are moving to a new place because we're no longer sick and we're no longer tired, because the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, he has healed our bodies and he's given strength to those that wait upon him, those that have faithfully stood the test of time, who didn't give up, even when it wasn't going their way, those who didn't turn around because they got heartbroken, but those that decided that after me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Isaiah gave a promise to Judah. And tonight I decree unto you in the space of Isaiah that if you wait upon the Lord, he will renew your strength. We're no longer sick and tired, but we're healed and refreshed. We're healed through the word of the living God. We're healed power of the living God. We're healed and we're refreshed through the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty. Tonight, people of the Most High God, you might have came in tired and you might have been sick, but tonight the word of God is healed and refreshed. I heard the brother the other night saying, I feel like going on. And that's what God will do for you. When it seems like you can't make it any further, he will strengthen you. He's our God and our strength. Tonight, don't sit in the place of sick and tired. Decree into the atmosphere with your voice that I am no longer sick and tired, but I'm healed and refreshed because the Lord God has renewed my strength. And I'm going to mount up and soar above foolishness. I'm going to soar above pettiness. I'm going to soar above envy. I'm going to soar above hatred. I'm going to rise above those things. In the name of Jesus, I will not be weary, even as I run this race. And even when I slow down to walk, I won't wear out, because God upholds me with his strong right arm. Tonight, people of the Most High God, we ask you, if you had or were in the place of sick and tired, tonight I want you to hear what the word of God has decreed. Isaiah decreed it to Israel through a prophetic word, and it skips the space and span of time tonight, and it's decreed unto us, because that God that Isaiah declared is the same God tonight. He's the same God that exalts those out of valleys. He's the same God that's going to pull us out of the valley of depression, out of the valley of hardship, out of the valley of despair. He's that same God. He's the same God that's going to bring you out of the wilderness tonight. He's going to let the word of God bring you out. The Prayer News Network has been leading you to the place where God will bring you out of the wilderness, so that you can make straight the path in the desert so somebody else can follow you on to glory. Tonight, I open up to you this line now. If there's any one of you tonight that has decided that you want to come to Jesus, that you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus, that you have been tired of being sick and tired, and that you want to be healed and refreshed, there is a man that I know. His name is Jesus. And if you are not born again tonight, and you want to be born again, if you are sick and tired, but you want to be healed and refreshed, we're going to give you an opportunity to call in, to plug in and tap in and make that request. Now, we're going to do a prayer request line a little bit later. But tonight, right now, the phone lines are going to be open for anyone that desires to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, to turn away from the life of sin, to come back, those that have backslidden and those that were on the edge of backsliding. We're going to give you this time to come, and if you need to recommit your life to Jesus, we're opening up the lines for that right now. I'm going to ask Evangelist Bradley to give you instructions on how to contact us for that. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. On tonight, Glory be to God. Amen. On tonight, people of God, if you desire, amen, if you desire prayer on tonight, glory be to God. Amen. If you desire to be strengthened, amen, having heard this word on tonight, glory be to God. I just believe the Lord has breathed upon you already, even in listening at this word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. No longer can tired. No longer sick and tired. And I'm telling you, people of God, there's some things, amen, Jesus, even as the man of God, amen, had declared unto us, amen, Jesus, there's some things, amen, that, glory to God, truly, 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 amen, the enemy trying to wear out our patience, amen, wear out our strength on tonight. But we thank God for this word, amen, coming to pick us up, coming to pick us up on tonight, amen. And tonight, people of God, if you desire prayer on tonight, if you desire prayer on tonight, amen, you can certainly press *6. Amen. You can certainly press *6. Come over on the broadcast side on tonight. Just press *6. *6 on tonight. Amen. And you can come over. Amen. And we'll certainly pray with you on tonight. Anyone tonight, anyone on tonight, glory to God. Anyone desire special prayer on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Anyone on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for this word. We thank God for this word on tonight, amen. Knowing, people of God, that the glory of the Lord, amen, shall be revealed. His glory shall be revealed in us. His glory shall be revealed through us. And for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We bless him. Amen. For, amen, this word at this time. Amen. Coming to strengthen the people of God. Coming to strengthen the people of God. And my God, do we need strength in this hour? Amen. Glory to God. Even as the man of God says, people of God, and we see it every day. There's so much going on. Amen. But we want you to be strengthened in your faith. Glory be to God. And just as sure as God said it, amen, he's going to perform it. Amen. Glory be to God. So on tonight, anyone, amen, anyone that desires prayer, glory to God, you can press *6. Come over to the broadcast side. Amen. Come over to the broadcast side, and we will certainly, amen, certainly pray with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone desire, amen, to give their lives to the Lord, glory be to God. Anyone, amen, that desires to give your life to the Lord on tonight, amen, this is the opportunity. Glory to God. This is the opportunity on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Having heard his word, people of God, harden not your heart, amen, but tonight let him come in. Let the Lord come in, amen, into your life, amen. Glory be to God, glory be to God. So many times, amen, we're trying to do things on our own, trying to do things our own way. Glory be to God, and it becomes a weight, it becomes a burden, amen. And we will sometimes, amen, glory to God, get sick and tired. Amen. But we thank God for the word on tonight. Thank him on the word for his word on tonight, people of God. Even as the man of God said, we got to abide in him. We got to abide in him. Amen. Glory to God. And he abides in us. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. If there's no one that desires prayer on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Come on and lift up your voices. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Give him glory on tonight for his word. Amen. For his man servant on tonight. Glory be to God. If you would, amen, let us go, amen, again before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your servant. We thank you for your man servant on tonight. Father, we thank you for your word, for you sent your word and you healed and you restored and you revived. And Father, please, you set free And Father, for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're thanking you tonight for the hearers of your word. We bless you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight, oh God, for this way that you've already made for your people, this way of escape. And we thank you tonight. Father, we're thanking you tonight, oh God, for your fresh breath of your anointing. We thank you on tonight, glory to God. We thank you on tonight for hearing the cry of your people, oh God, hearing the cry, oh God, of your people, hearing the cry of the weight of your people. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you on tonight, oh God, and we're thanking you, oh God, for your word, for you sent your word and you heal. And we're thanking you for healing on tonight. We're thanking you for healing on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for healing the bodies of your people, healing, glory to God, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for glory to God, for you are the God that healeth. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. Glory to God. Thank you for healing your people. Glory to God of every situation, every circumstance, oh God, that they may find themselves in. But we're thanking you tonight for being true to your word. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God, for your word cannot fail. Glory to God. And we bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight, oh God. We stand on your word. We stand in your word on tonight, oh God, declaring on tonight that we are healed, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. We're thanking you for lifting your people, oh God. Glory to God, whatever situation, whatever circumstance, oh God, that they may have found themselves in. But we're thanking you on tonight for lifting, oh God. We thank you all. Glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for lifting on tonight. Thank you for lifting from burdens. Thank you for lifting, oh God, out of the valleys deep. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for setting your people, oh God, upon a sure foundation. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for stirring on tonight, for stirring your faith, stirring the faith of your people on tonight. Stirring, glory to God. Oh, God, stirring the hope on tonight. Stirring the truth on tonight, oh, God, of your word. We thank you, Father. We bless you tonight. We thank you tonight for your great salvation. We're thanking you for healing tonight. Thank you for delivering on tonight. Oh, Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, all over the land, all over these airwaves. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you on this night. We magnify you on this night, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, for you're yet in control. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. You're yet on the throne. And we bless you on tonight. We glorify you, Master, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we say continue to have your way. Continue to have your way in our lives. Continue, oh, glory to God, to cause, oh, God, your glory to be revealed. Cause your glory to be revealed in us, your people. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you tonight, but we're not defeated. We thank you tonight, but we're overcomers. We are overcomers. And we're thanking you all tonight. Thank you for your spirit, oh God, for you made us overcomers. Oh, glory to God, and for this we bless you. We bless you. We thank you. We honor you on tonight. We honor you. Oh, glory to Amahaya. We honor you. Yeah, glory to God. We honor you. Oh, glory to God in that precious name. Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for encouraging the hearts of your people. Oh, God, that even as they wait, oh, God, to wait on you, oh, God, and you will strengthen our hearts. And, Father, for this, we bless your name. We bless you tonight for every blessing on tonight, every miracle on tonight. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, we declare, we decree it on tonight. Oh, God, miracles, miracles, miracles unto your people, miracles. Oh, glory to God. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless your servant on tonight. Bless the man of God. Bless Pastor Harden on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, whatsoever he set his hands to, Father, bless on tonight. Bless and make the way. Bless and open the doors. In that precious name, oh God. Father, for you see, oh God, what is before him. But we're thanking you on tonight. We're getting away. We're thanking you for your precious anointing. Thank you for your precious anointing. Oh, glory to God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you for your precious anointing on tonight. Oh, God, that you'll see him through. That you'll see him through in every situation, in every circumstance. Thank you, oh, God. Thank you for blessing his ministry on tonight. Thank you for blessing one to another ministries on tonight. Father, we bless you. We honor. We glorify you on tonight. Bless you for blessing, oh, God. Bless you, oh, God, for blessing his family on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We're thanking you, Master, for the glory which shall be revealed in the lives of your people, the hearers of your word. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God, for transitioning us from glory to glory. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. Hiya, hiya, hiya. We bless you. Hey, glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you on tonight. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. Father, we thank you all over the land. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless your matchless name, oh God. Oh God, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, pastor, teacher, those that make up this great body of Christ, we thank you tonight. Thank you for blessing each and every one of them. Thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah, for your love that flows from heart to heart. Glory to God, to make the whole, that your will be done. And that your glory be revealed and manifested in each and every one of us. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We bless you, oh God. Bless you for this PNN. Glory to God. Bless you for your people, oh God, that you have called to this broadcast. We bless you. We thank you now. Thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you now. Father, we're asking you, oh God, Father, hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. For this, Master, we give you thanks. We give you praise. It's all in your matchless name we pray. In thy precious name, Jesus, amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We give God thanks again. We give him praise for his word. Glory to God. We give God praise for his word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, again, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. It is absolutely free. Amen, Jesus. You can get a copy. Amen. Glory to God. Simply text on tonight, 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory be to God. As well, you can text, amen. Those, amen, that are listening internationally, you can certainly text us tonight, amen, via WhatsApp. Glory to God. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Again, we endeavor not to hold you on tonight. Amen, Jesus, as we have, amen, our several places of worship. Amen, that we will be, amen, convening on tomorrow. Amen. Now, listen, people of God, you do want to be sure to come back on tomorrow. Amen. We will be broadcasting live. Amen, Jesus, the prophet, the man of God. Amen. Will be with us on tomorrow night, and we're looking so forward. Amen, amen, for him to be with us. Amen, Prophet Ephraim. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, you do want to be here. Amen, to hear this man of God. Amen, glory to God. Amen. So again, we will be broadcasting live on tomorrow night. We want you to come and be with us. Amen, come and invite someone. Invite someone to come and be with you on tomorrow night. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. We are indeed excited. Amen. We're excited, amen, to hear what the Lord will say. Amen. We bless God, amen, for all of our speakers, amen, that the Lord are sending, that the Lord is sending to this work. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God from all over the world. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We do pray that you were blessed on tonight, people of God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And listen, we just believe on tonight, amen, that the Lord, amen, he's making us glory carriers. Amen. Glory to God. The glory of the Lord is being revealed in us. Amen. Glory to God. So even when you go to the house of God on tomorrow, glory be to God, wherever you go, amen, go expecting the Lord to move. Go expecting, amen, for there to be a shift in the atmosphere. Amen, Jesus, because the glory of the Lord is resting upon you. Go expecting, amen. Go expecting, amen, a mighty manifestation, amen, in the place of worship as the saints of God gather together, amen, to give God thanks and to give him praise. Go, 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 amen, Jesus, knowing and believing, amen, that the Lord, amen, will meet you there. Amen. Glory to God, because you're carrying him with you. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, people of God. We do love you tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. Let us, Father, bless you. Bless you again on tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God. We're asking tonight, oh God, that you will cover and shield each and every one of us. Cover us and shield us, oh God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Cover us in your anointing, oh God. Cover us in your glory, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, Father, for you have said by your word that you, oh God, you give your beloved sweet sleep. And we're thanking you for sweet sleep on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. Thank you for covering us and cover our families, oh God, covering our loved ones. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, oh God, that even as we sleep, glory to God, cause us to be restored, cause us to be revived, oh God. Cause us, amen, to get rest, amen, for these bodies that we can run on, oh God, in you. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for your angels that you've given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We bless you, hallelujah, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for there's none like you. We're thanking you, oh God, for what you're going to do even on tomorrow in the houses of worship. God, show up. Show up, glory to God. Cause your manifested glory to come forth in the midst of your people. Your manifested visitation in the midst of your people. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you honor. We give you glory, oh God, until you bring us back together again, Father. Keep us and cover us in your care. Father, for this we thank you. We glorify you in that precious name, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. That does conclude, amen, tonight's broadcast, people of God. We look to hear you on tomorrow night, to see you on tomorrow night. Don't forget, amen, bring somebody with you, amen. Glory to God, we will be broadcasting live. Invite someone, amen. Tell someone to come, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say unto him. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We will see you and hear you on tomorrow night. Blessings unto each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.